Dog training business owners think that a successful paid ad campaign, whether it's Google ads or newspaper ads or radio or commercials or whatever it is, they think that it's going to be the exact same way every day, every week, every month. It's not. Those campaigns, paid ad campaigns, are affected by externalities to the campaigns themselves. Those externalities may be huge world events, or they may be localized events. They may be seasonal. They may be around the time of the month, like payday, for example, the 1st and the 15th. There are different factors, and I'm going to show you how to overcome those externalities and what you should do. I'm also going to prove to some of you that those externalities actually exist. Stick with me. So I'm going to show you this here. This is an ad campaign over the past year or so, since September 1st, 2018 to October 24th, 2019. And it's kind of interesting because it shows you both the impressions and the clicks. Impressions are how many times the ads were shown. Clicks are how many times the ads were actually clicked on. And I'm not going to go any deeper than that, but basically, this is a mid-sized market. The advertiser is a little bit more aggressive with their ad spend. They kind of need to be, because it's a fairly competitive market. But what I want to show you is this, is that overall, the average volume of clicks per month is right around 600 to 700, more or less. You can see here, now this is October 19th. Today is the 24th, so we haven't finished off the month, but you're starting to see it kind of dip down. And you can see that over here, if we go over to September 2018, it's pretty low. For the entire month, 487 clicks. But you can see here, as we go into October for this market, every market's a little bit different. As we go into October, now we've got 662 clicks, which is kind of about the average for this campaign. But then November, it really spikes, which is not necessarily typical for dog training businesses. Some markets you see it, some markets you don't, but it spikes up to 1,275 clicks. And then you see here in December, it drops back down to 653. What happens in December? Christmas, right? In addition to Christmas, you have Christmas shopping, the holidays, preoccupation with different stuff. Generally speaking, what we do see around the 15th, December 15th, is that it really starts to pick up again. Why? Because people are getting Christmas puppies and they're starting to think ahead about needing training. And so you see that right here. As we go forward into January, in fact, all of the first quarter is really, really strong. So 1,202 clicks in January, 1,164 in February, 1,370. See, even within that first quarter, you see variance and fluctuations. That's just part of it. That's just part of the game. Now, don't be fooled. You may be wondering, well, why are there less impressions than clicks? That's just on the graph. The graph isn't comparing impressions to clicks. The each line is unique. So you can see here, for impressions, there were 156,000 some impressions, and then clicks were separate from that. And look what happens here. You go into April, drops down to 921 clicks. You go into May, drops down to 585 clicks. Now, nothing has changed. Same ad spend, same management, same ads, same market. Everything's very consistent here. In fact, the longer the campaign runs, the campaign is technically becoming more and more optimized, because we're adding more negative keywords. We're adjusting the bid strategy. We're learning more from the data. But despite that, there's still these externalities that affect the campaign. And so from here on out, for the rest of the year, you see it average very consistently around 600 clicks per month, and then it starts to drop off a little bit again in October. Again, this may be because we haven't finished out the month of October, but my guess is that it's probably going to be fairly similar to last year. And after September, going into October, you're going to start to see October going into November, you're going to start to see things ramp up in this market. Now, every market is different, because you have different competitors. You have, just in general, Google levy a minimum ad spend requirement depending on the market. You'll have different advertisers, different dog training companies with different ad spend budgets. There's all kinds of different factors. So you don't see the same trends in every market, but what you can count on is that there will be ups and downs. Now, before I continue, let me just jump in, because I know there's going to be some of you trolls, some of you smart alecks, some of you know-it-alls who say, oh my gosh, he's spending $3,000 a month and he's only getting like 600 to 700 clicks per month. Well, I can spend $3,000 a month and get 100,000 clicks, and that would do so much better. No, it won't. Yes, you can. We can too. Anybody can buy the really cheap clicks and just spin that hit counter and get that thing buzzing. And you know, the clients love to see how many clicks they're getting. It's baloney, because you need to be targeting the money keywords. The money keywords are the ones that not only get clicks, but they actually get leads, because everything else is just wasting your time. It doesn't matter how many hits you get on your website or how many unique visitors you get. I don't care if you get 100,000 visitors. I care about how many leads you actually get. And to do that, we've developed a proprietary approach to identifying specifically the money keywords, the ones that actually get the leads, not just the clicks. And those keywords are specifically expensive, but because you're not wasting money on a bunch of junk clicks, you can hyper-focus your advertising dollars on those keywords that actually produce the leads and get the most bang for your buck. All right, back to your regularly scheduled programming. Woo! So that begs the question, what do you do? How do you deal with these externalities to your paid ad campaigns? I've got three strategies for you. Strategy number one is recognize that successful ad campaigns are very much like successful marriages. Successful marriages, like successful ad campaigns, have good days and bad days. They have good weeks and bad weeks. They have good months and bad months. But overall, they kind of revert to the mean. They get back to that average, right where they're supposed to be, that consistent, general, successful campaign or successful relationship in terms of my analogy. So that's strategy number one. Strategy number two is that you do not want to have all of your eggs in one basket. By diversifying your lead sources, and you're going to have to do some testing because it's not always really easy to find new lead sources for your dog training business, but by diversifying your lead sources, you will find that different venues will react to different externalities differently. Number three is there will be slow times. There will be downtimes, which is really scary, especially if you have overhead like a building and insurance and employees and other commitments. Really, really scary. I get that. But use that time to improve your systems. And in my opinion, one of the best returns on investments you can make is in yourself and learning about the art and strategy of copywriting. Copywriting is how to write persuasive text, which you can use on your website, on your business cards, on your advertising, on all different types of mediums. It's a skill set that will pay you again and again and again for the rest of your life. Now, dog training is a very immature market, and I have really yet to see anybody in the dog training space with just what I would consider the perfect website. All of you guys need to improve your websites. You need to have better copy. Again, benefit-oriented headlines, strong call to action, success stories, testimonials, a good flow that takes the visitor gently by the hand and leads them through the process and tells them exactly what you want them to do. All of you guys, you need to be working on your website, because if you get 10 visitors and you're converting one, and you can just tweak that website a little bit better so that you get 2 out of 10 people who contact you, now you literally just doubled your money. And it's the same thing with your business card and your brochures and everything else that you use in your business. So focus on improving your systems when you have that downtime, and know that if you have an overall successful campaign, it will pick up again. These are just externalities artificially depressing your volume of leads. Hey, I'm Adam Katz for dogtrainertoolbox.com. If you want to learn more about what we're doing with Google Ad Campaigns to help dog training business owners just like you get more clients, get more leads, if you're tired of lying in bed at night wondering, pulling your hair out, like I have any hair left really, pulling your hair out, wondering, how do I get my dog training business to the next level? Head on over to dogtrainertoolbox.com, and in the upper left-hand corner, you'll see a box that says Expert Google AdWords for Dog Trainers Only. Click on that box, read through that page. If it makes sense, There's a link to my calendar app at the bottom. You can click on that and book a free 30-minute phone conversation with me so that we can get on the phone and find out if what we're doing with Google AdWords or Google Ads would be a good fit for helping you grow your dog training business. Thanks, guys.